This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. An investigation into the shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, could cost some agents their jobs. CBS News correspondent Stacey Lynn has the latest.
The Secret Service has placed multiple agents on leave as a result of its investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Trump. This includes the head of the agency's Pittsburgh field office. A Secret Service spokesman would not confirm the agents were placed on leave, but did say its review is progressing.
A spokesman says the agency holds its personnel to the highest professional standards. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell indicated today that a key interest rate cut is coming.
4.5 years after COVID-19's arrival, the worst of the pandemic-related economic distortions are fading. Inflation has declined significantly. The labor market is no longer overheated.
The cut could come at a Fed meeting next month. The Justice Department has filed an antitrust suit against a software company, RealPage. It's used by landlords across the country to set rent prices. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department takes seriously its responsibility to protect Americans from illegal conduct that undermines competition and drives up prices.
The company's algorithm is used to set pricing for 3 million properties. The Justice Department calls this a unique case in targeting a specific algorithm that puts consumers at a disadvantage. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds drugstores are closing across the U.S. That's leaving many Americans vulnerable. Reporter Brad Gibson has that.
They're being called pharmacy deserts. 46% of the nation's 3,000 counties have one, where people must drive 10 or more miles for a prescription. And the report's author, Tim Pollack, says with some areas also having limited access to a doctor,
Americans who live in these areas are going to have even a higher barrier to receive essential primary care services.
Pollack says efforts are needed to maintain pharmacies in underserved communities.
The Postal Service is looking to cut costs again, and Jim Krasula reports that may mean slower mail delivery for rural areas.
The proposed changes focused on regional hubs would offer more precise point-to-point delivery estimates and revised delivery time standards, while retaining the U.S. Postal Service's three-day local mail delivery and an overall maximum delivery time of 5 days in the U.S.
The ceasefire talks for Gaza are underway again in Cairo. Those talks are expected to continue through the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials now up 271 points. The Nasdaq is higher as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Fire crews responded to a structure fire in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue near Quarry Lake Park at around midnight. The fire reportedly started in a closet and was labeled a working structure fire. There's no word yet on potential occupants. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie resulted in a driver shooting a BB gun at another vehicle, shattering a window Wednesday. The suspect was arrested after a three-hour search and a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who's also a Waterford Police Department lieutenant, has been suspended since May 6th amid an ongoing investigation, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Nelson claims he's unaware of the allegations against him, calling it a, quote, fishing expedition. The Racine Police Department has introduced Blue, a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois, as their newest canine. Blue is trained in firearm detection and general patrol duties. And high school football returns to WRJN tonight with Westosha Central taking on Racine Case. Coverage starts at 6:30. Next week's game will be streamed due to a rare Friday night Badgers kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau. Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think. And you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
Mets Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures, flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
And now, the rest of the story. Men like Benjamin Franklin do not visit this earth in bunches. One such man per era, and the world counts itself lucky. He is remembered as a patriot, a publisher, a philosopher, and a diplomat. His most remarkable contributions, especially considering the generation in which he lived, were of a scientific nature. Mid-18th century, when those few who knew of electricity thought it to be black magical, Ben Franklin boldly proposed to enslave it. He identified lightning as a form of electricity by flying a baited kite in a storm, and he produced his own electricity with an electrostatic generator of his own invention. Through his scientific experiments, he discovered electrical polarity and the cooling effect of evaporation, and this, remember, was in the mid-1700s. Combining scientific principles with common sense, he invented the lightning rod and the Pennsylvania fireplace, and he invented bifocal glasses, and in his spare time, he charted the Gulf Stream. The world scientific community stood in awe of Ben Franklin. In 1756, he was elected to England's Royal Society. In 1772, he was elected to the French Academy of Sciences. And it might well be said that the world scientific community still stands in awe of this man. Ben Franklin was with us for 84 years. And yet it's doubtful that even at that ripe old age, he had reached his potential, because so diverse, so apparently boundless was his genius that one can scarcely imagine what he might have accomplished with another decade or two. You know, it's often been asked by America's scholars, where are the Ben Franklins of recent generations? A suggestion is that we have emphasized the concerns of the so-called common man to the point of idealizing commonness. The best of the lousiest and the lousiest of the best. And with a premium on mediocrity, one can only expect the mediocre. And thus, some say, are the would-be Ben Franklins among us encouraged to think small? But that might not be all. For in the 200 years since Franklin's death, the world has made astonishing strides in almost every area, except, perhaps, in reliably measuring a child's potential. Who in the entire 18th century had more potential than Benjamin Franklin? Nobody. And yet, nobody would have recognized it when he was a little boy. You see, little Ben, this youngster who would grow up to chart the Gulf Stream and to discover electrical polarity and the cooling effects of evaporation, this scientific genius who invented the lightning rod and the Pennsylvania fireplace and bifocal glasses, that same child who, in addition to future careers in journalism and diplomacy, was destined to distinguish himself as an inventor and as a scientist, he, young Ben, the embodiment of all this human potential, at the age of 10, was forced to quit school and go to work because he failed in arithmetic. Ben Franklin, remember, a penny saved is a penny earned? When he was little Ben, he flunked math. And he flunked it twice. And now you know the rest of the story.
Local news and timeless hits. love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Why they nicknamed me My Old Thing.
Wild Thing.
Yeah. Frogs didn't write this about me.
Wild Thing.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. One more time. Wild Thing. All righty. If you heard any stories on the news from Stuart J. Waddles, and you go, I'd really like to know the rest of that story, got them. Just go to our website, WRJN.com. Scroll down for news. Here's the five stair steps.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
and Timeless is right here at WRJN now. Right here. And then every Friday, my old Uncle Dick. Yes, I really do have an Uncle Dick. His name is Dick. He's my uncle. And this Friday, Dick's Picks. What is it today, my buddy?
Well, first of all, I've got to say I'm honored to go after Paul Harvey. And I mean, that's a legend. So this week, my band selection is one close to my heart.
Okay.
Perhaps because I was 14 when they released their first record. Now, I don't have to tell you about being 14. With a boy or a girl, your body is changing, your mind is changing, and you're confused about all those adult issues you're feeling.
That's right.
So when the Raspberries dropped Go All the Way in 1972, well, the lyrics say it all. Very cool.
Went right over my head, Dick.
Power pop band by members of the Beatles, The Who, and even Bruce Springsteen before he became the boss. The Raspberries were signed instantly by Jimmy Lehner of Capitol Records after hearing the Go All the Way demo. The band actually held up final production until one of their original members returned from Vietnam. Very cool. From 1972 to 1975, they released four albums. These include Go All the Way, which earned them a gold record, Let's Pretend, Tonight, Overnight Sensation, and I Want to Be With You. The band was only together 4 years, but there were eight different members. The only constant was the founder and frontman, Eric Carmen. Carmen, as well as all the members of the Raspberries, were from Cleveland, Ohio. Midwestern boys. Carmen had several solo hits, you may remember, All By Myself. Also earned him a gold record. Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. She Did It. And, of course, Hungry Eyes from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
Yep.
Hungry Eyes earned him his second gold record as a solo artist. Very cool. A final note, inside the cover of their first album, The Raspberries, they included the infamous scratch and sniff bundle of raspberries. Love those raspberries. Very cool. Okay, Cindy, play that song that always gives me the goosebumps. I love this song. It's Dick Dick from August 23rd, 2024.
Thank you, Uncle Dick. I love you.
Mwah. Love you.
Angeles, it's WRJN. Dick's Picks for the week. Raspberries go all the way. And, you know, I think I kind of remember now that they had that strawberry-type smell to the album. But, you know, by the time the vinyl got passed down to me, of course, it had already been sniffed out. Anyway, thank you so much, Uncle Dick. Is my uncle, and his name really is Dick. Dick's Picks. High school football tonight at 6:30. Wetosha Central taking on Case, and that game is tonight at 6:30 right here on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Four o'clock and we're in trouble deep.
Love Is Here, and Where the Heck Are You? Oh, the story of my life, Diana Ross on WRJN.
Love is here, and oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
Love is here, and oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
You persuaded me to love you, and I did, but instead of tenderness, I found heartache instead. Into your arms I fell, so unaware of loneliness that was waiting there.
You close the door to your heart, and you turn the key, locked your love away from me.
Took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
WRJM, local news, timeless hits, tell a friend. Diana, the only surviving member of the original crew. WRJN Radio Park Newsroom now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who also serves as a lieutenant in the Waterford Police Department, has been on suspension from that department since May 6th. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports it's amid an ongoing investigation. Nelson and another lieutenant are suspended, with several other officers recently leaving the department. Mayor Nelson says he remains unaware of the allegations against him, calling the investigation a, quote, fishing expedition. The town chair has confirmed that investigations are nearing completion. The newest member of the Racine Police Department probably likes to have their tummy rubbed. The City of Racine K-9 unit is introducing Blue to the department. Blue is a dual-purpose canine trained in firearm detection and patrol. He's a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois. Blue and his handler have a squad marked K-9-1. After taking his Toyota onto a runway and racing around, a 30-year-old Zion man has been arrested. The Lake County Sheriff's Office in Illinois says Eric DeAnda Gonzalez faces multiple charges after what happened at Campbell Airport in Grays Lake. DeAnda Gonzalez allegedly drove his Toyota back and forth on an active runway before entering hangars in an empty plane. The FAA was notified, but no air traffic was impacted.
And another Kenosha County community is saying okay to ATVs on local roads. The Twin Lakes Village Board has approved an ordinance allowing ATV and UTV usage on all village roads, with some exceptions and restrictions. Before implementation, the ordinance must be approved by the DNR. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Great Friday song. Sound I make when I bump my knee on the console. For our WRJN local news, timeless hits, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Only a second that emotion.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you never call, and a taste of honey is worse than none at all. Oh, girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you
Local news and timeless. This right here, WRJN. Chance to shower Sunday. Gonna be beautiful tonight. Maybe a tinge chilly, but that's perfect football weather or going down to the lake weather. They're saying September is gonna be a stormy month for Florida. For us, it's been pretty darn good.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain. We dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
James dragging the line on WRJN Local News. Timeless says, catch the Brewers and American Family Phil before summer slips away. Kind of really feels like that, does it? Especially when you get to the evening, it's like, oh, nice autumn. It's still August. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstake for your chance to win 4 club level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Just visit us, WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and that pop-up comes up. Click on that and just follow the instructions and you can sign up every single day until the sweepstakes ends Friday, September 13th. No purchase necessary, although do check out our Big Deals. I buy all my food from there. My husband goes, you just got another gift certificate from Lee's Deli. What's that about? I'm like, they're that good. I'm going to probably get a sandwich today before I go home. Anyway, WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and yeah, Brewers baseball.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Potawatomi has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at PaceBig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen.
Local news and timeless is WRJN. Hey, you know who's got a really great show? Lou Regani on Sundays. Oh my God, he is so cool. And I'm not saying that just because he's in the room with me. No, I think he's got a great show. It's Destination Sunday Listening.
I still love her so. said that to me.
Local news and timeless. It's WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles with local news. Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News next.